WHCL, Clinton, New York. There's Todd Lewis again. He's klezmerizing. Todd with the Dusty Travelers Quartet on Dinah from 1930. That's a nice reading. You had Muggsy Spanier in there on the cornet, just ripping it apart. Wonderful, wonderful work. And before that, we had Elmer Schauble's Friar Society Orchestra, Prince of Wales, 1929. I believe on the Todd Lewis, we also had Jimmy Dorsey and George Bruni's too. So that was an amazing group of musicians. He had to sort of counterbalancing his showmanship with, he was backing it up, which was really good. We have one more Todd Lewis later on, if you're willing to hang out and wait for it. Wonderful stuff too. This is Radiola, and I will admit that I'm Andy Senior under duress, but nonetheless, it will come out eventually. And I'm on every Friday night, 8 p.m. till 10, and on this station, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now, more acoustics. Yeah. Slight theme, not really a theme, sort of a theme-let. The Van Epps Trio, which consisted of Fred Van Epps on the banjo, Felix Arndt on piano, and Eddie King, the man who hated Vic Spiderbeck, on the drums. Well, the drummers always hate the cornetists because You know, the cornetist just has to pick up his horn and, you know, go out with a, you know, there's a gal there, and the drummer's still putting his kid away, and he usually goes home alone. So there's a lingering resentment there, I feel. You can't hold Eddie King too far responsible. I think just a natural resentment between drummers and horn players. But here he is. You can hear him on this record, that's for sure. The original Foxtrot. Isn't it nice to hear something that isn't all scratched up? Oh, my God, that's in lovely shape. Lovely, lovely 78 from 1938. Well, I wasn't going to go all acoustic on you this set. Wolverine Blues, Jelly Roll Morton wrote that, but that was played by, it says here, by the Old Time Band Orchestra, essentially the Bluebird Military Band on Bluebird. I'm sure they were also the Victor Military Band. But what a well-rehearsed, that was, it's so precision, what a sound that is. I know it's not strictly speaking jazz, but wow, I love that. I really do. And the other side, which I may spring on you soon, is even better in some ways, but that was really good. And I never heard that before I found that record. Brand new, barely played, barely touched, untouched by human hands, except probably the guy who sold it to me and mine, and maybe the person who didn't play it. So very, very rarely played record. So nice to get those once in a while. Before that, a little bit crunchier, but good jazz. The Cotton Pickers, Got to Cool My Doggies Now. See, Wolverine, Doggies, get it? And Foxtrot, too. Got to Cool My Doggies Now, 1922. The Cotton Pickers were Phil Napoleon on the trumpet. Miff Mole on trombone. Jimmy Lytle, clarinet. Frank Signorelli, piano. John Kelly, banjo. John Helleberg on the bass. And Jack Roth on drums. That was a brass bass, of course. You can even hear that. And that's the thing about those. Some of those Brunswicks have marvelous sound for acoustics. I don't know how they do it, but they practically sound electric. Even taking into account surface noise and everything, they really, for some reason, they had a marvelous system for recording. Well, what else? And for making billiard tables, too. But also, those records were, they sound wonderful from the early 20s. And we began with the Van Epps Trio. Fred Van Epps, Felix Arndt, Eddie King, trying to sit in. You notice there are no trumpet players on that record. There's a reason for that. The original Foxtrot from 1915. And I'm doing the original radiola here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thanks for listening. And now we're going to do I wanted to talk about something first. Speaking of doggies and cooling them, recently I read a great book which I will commend to your attention, called Smashed, Squashed, Splattered, Chewed, Chunked, and Spewed by Lance Carbuncle. Now, this is linked on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, and although MySpace considers it spam, well, I consider MySpace spam at this point, but it is not spam, and this is definitely not. This is wonderful. That refers to a type of potato which has been taken through the mill and had some wonderful things done to it, but it's a wonderful book. It's about a guy who insouciantly surfs along on life like it's a skateboard and or a banana peel of grace, and just goes through all these misadventures, and it's a hilarious book, very funny stuff, and he goes through a lot of changes along the way, but it's if you like to laugh and you don't mind the stuff, you know, things happening to people that are a little, I wouldn't say on the radio, but are very funny indeed. Give it a try. It's a wonderful book. So it's Smashed, Squashed, Splattered, Chewed, Chunked, and Spewed by Lance Carbuncle. And follow the link on my Radiola blog, my homepage. You have to scroll way down to miscellaneous, but there it is. And it's good stuff. Very funny. Now here's Al Bernard with There's Everything Nice About You. Sammy stepped on the piano. No. But, you know, they called in the tuner and fixed it. No, Sammy stepped playing piano in 1926 off an old Romeo.
You can say the sweetest, cutest thing, your perfection every way.
And you have the smile that always brings sunshine each rainy day. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you. You are that one in a million who can cheer me when I'm blue. Some girls are like April flowers, they droop their heads when it showers. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you. When you look into my coffee cup, it gets sweet as sweet can be. Just one glance will sweeten it right up. You do the same with tea. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you. You are the one in a million who can cheer me when I'm blue. All of your ways are so winning, where others end, you'll begin. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
Blue days, all of them gone. had a dream the other night. The sweetest dream of all. I dreamed I saw a big black man behind the garden wall.
Honey, 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 little eyes, I love you, honey. Little eyes, I love you,
honey.
Love you in the springtime in the fall.
Honey, 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 little
eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you. Love you in the springtime in the fall.
Oh, honey, honey, honey,
the lies I love you.
Honey,
the lies I love you.
Honey,
love you best of all.
He came around to my back door. He just fought turtle down. Now look, Eliza, tell me truth. Who am that guy you love?
Honey, 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 little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you in the springtime in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you. Love you in the springtime in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you in the springtime in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
little eyes, I love you.
Honey,
love you the best of all.
Honey.
I like that. That is. The name of it will sound very familiar to you. The Utica Institute Jubilee Singers. However, that's Utica, Mississippi, which of course was named after Utica, New York, which was named after that Carthaginian town that they poured all the salt in the soil and decided it would be a good idea to name us after it. Well, at least where I live. Yes, I'm an interloper here in Clinton. But, yes, the Utica Institute Jubilee Singers with Honey, 1927. Wow, nice sound. And before that, Irving Kaufman, speaking of upstate New York, from Syracuse, New York, 1927, Blue Skies. And that sounded like the same accompaniment used on the Victor recording, although that was a banner. And the Victor recording, of course, was Johnny Marvin and Ed Smalley. Or Small, depending on how you want to pronounce that. He had an E on the end of his name, so I was just being fancy. Began with El Bernard. Sammy stopped playing piano there. There's Everything Nice About You, 1926. And there's Everything Nice About You for listening tonight here on Radio, and I do appreciate it. Every week, we're on at 8 p.m. on Friday nights. And we should have no further interruptions for a few weeks. Yes, indeed. So if you're going to settle in, I'll settle in too. We'll wait together. Tomorrow night, please check out Mark Fuller's Retro Radio, 8 p.m. till 10, here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And speaking of quartets, and that was sort of a quartet, I believe. Says the singers, but quartet, it's a vocal group. And I think Arthur Collins is in here. Here's a record that I find amazing. And as you listen to this record, you'll see why it's amazing. From 1916, it's the other side of that Al Jolson, actually, on the Old Dominion Line. Now, what they do on this record is, to me, rather astonishing. In the days before they had anything like recording technology like we have now, where you can just flip something on a computer and do anything you wanted. So just listen and you'll hear what they do. It's for an acoustic. It's incredible. Just incredible what they do. Well, I'll shut up and play it. On the Old Dominion Line, the Peerless Quartet. ¶¶
that's a mighty cheerful sound.
Hear the old banner wheel pound. On the other corner, no one is near. That's a place of fooling fine.
Don't you feel the motion of the dreamy ocean
on the old Dominion line? On the old Dominion line, as the stars above us shine. Honey, it's sweet when we are humming the song, dreaming along, dreaming along. Put your head right close to mine, so I see the love light shine. Often we'll feel a name as jolly as this. Nobody could give honey strictly a kiss. This is the life for us, it's certainly bliss. On the old Dominion line.
See that red light gander, that's the old Cape Henry light.
That's what's guiding us right.
That's what helps the captain on a rough and stormy night.
See, that's a comforting sign. But tonight it's different, everyone's safe. We don't need that light to shine.
Cap's a dandy spirit, Dixie's getting nearer.
On the old Dominion line, on the old Dominion line, as the stars above us shine. It's sweet when we are humming the song, dreaming along, dreaming along. Put your head right close to mine, so I see the love light shine. Humming my feeling is jolly as this. Nobody's looking on, it's a free kiss. This is the life for us, it's certainly bliss. From the old Dominion line, the old Dominion line, as the stars above us shine. Only it's sweet when we are humming the song, dreaming along, dreaming along. Put your head right close to mine, so I see the love light shine. This is the sign of our friendship on the old Dominion.
would pack a body. Why, it was that child's play. I know, oh, Yoshima. Why, she put Kazatsky with me every day. But she went nutty from the hearty music just led her astray. And I love Katinka and Jay.
Like they're ready to overthrow over there. That was the WMCA broadcasters. Of course, this is WHCL, so we're overstepping our bounds here. WMCA broadcasters and Irving Kaufman, the ever versatile, ubiquitous, and indefatigable Irving Kaufman as Ivan Tirabilsky on the label for Katinka from 1926. Oh my goodness. Before that, the Cotton Pickers, what an amazing group of musicians. I have to reiterate that lineup. That's a million-dollar lineup you had there with Phil Napoleon and Myth Mole, Jimmy Lytle playing that gorgeous clarinet, and they're all good. Frank Signorelli, John Kelly, just amazing musicians in that band. And I don't know. I wonder if those have been reissued anywhere. I'm sure somebody's done it, but... Those early 20s, you're going to get a better copy, too, than I've got. But those Cotton Pickers are quite nice, and they all have amazing musicians on them. And begin with the Peerless Quartet. Now, what did you think about that fade-out? Wasn't that amazing? Isn't that just incredible to hear that? And you hear them, and it just, I don't know how, it just was the recording technology that they had to use. It's like somebody doing... a cave painting of of the space shuttle, as far as I'm concerned. It's just an amazing thing that they were able to do with working with what they had. Fading out and then having the sound of the steamboat and the whistle and everything. Just, wow. Evocative, too. Very nice. That was just wild. I'm Andy Senior, and you're listening to Radiola. We have, we're going to go for another 20 minutes anyway. And here's Al Boley with Ray Noble. He calls it on this label, which is a Victor issue, the New Mayfair Novelty Orchestra. But there's no novelty here. This is pretty serious stuff. And I had these, and I decided to hold them over for another century, the 20th Century Blues. Thank you.
are getting me down. Fools escape those dreary 20th century blues. Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin up high above this dreary 20th century din? In this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say, hey, hey, call it a day. Lose, nothing to win or to lose. It's getting me down. Fools, escape those dreary 20th century blues. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's Jimmy Lunsford, a White Heat, 1934, off of Bluebird 78, a later pressing, but pristine. And I did not equalize that because there are some things in there that you really need to hear. Little, not too much crunch on it. So I felt confident not to touch that, Davey. And there it is, White Heat. Oh, my God. Will Hudson arrangement. Oh, Lord. And before that, we had Chewberry and the Stompy Stevedores again. Irving Randolph trumpet, Keg Johnson trombone, Chewberry piano, Benny Payne, Chewberry on the tenor sax. Excuse me, I'm getting dyslexic in my old age. Benny Payne, piano arranger, Danny Barker guitar, Milton and bass, and that drummer, Leroy Maxey. I don't know, he might only need a new kit after that. My goodness, is that hot. What swing? I'm dancing. You know, the studio, better reinforce the floors in here. Oh, my goodness. Began with, and that was on a Parlophone, of course, UK issue, and then on a US issue, Ray Noble, go figure, 20th Century Blues. They're getting me down, too, because I miss them so much. And I play music only from the 20th century, unless there's a good reason not to. particularly up to about 1940 and way before, so whatever you got there, that's good. And this is Radiola. I've got a few more things here. Hoosier Hot Shots. Well, let's see them top that. I don't think they can, but we'll give them a shot anyway. 1938, Etiquette Blues.
Like you was a dealing flinch.
Oh, and then you got pinochles.
Now, when you're eating grapefruit, wear your goggles.
Yeah, call your shot, Charlie.
Many other pointers I could mention.
Mention.
Always gesture with your fork. Friday means it's fish or pork.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Now, always leave the spoon up into coffee, see?
That's wrong. Right.
Voice with a soup sound your rain.
Me, me.
Now the napkins are to catch the food, what bounces off on the knife. So tuck it in so it's gonna stay there.
Rock, 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 rock.
Always laugh when nothing funny happens.
Oh.
Now many other printers I could mention.
Mention.
Always gesture with your fork. Friday means it's fish or pork.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you.
Wrapping it up, Fletcher Henderson, great band he had there with, oh my God, who did he have? I got to look at this here now. Henry Allen, Dunn Webster, Buster Bailey, Russell Prokop, Brother Horace on the piano, as always. What a band that was in 34. Wrapping it up. We're wrapping it up very soon, and we're going to let in Pleasure Town to do their stuff with a very special guest DJ, as I've been informed. Before that, Etiquette Blues, and thank you for your very kind attention, too. That was the Hoosier Hotshots from 1938. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. We're on every week, 8 p.m. till 10 here on WHCL FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org as well. And check out my Radiola blog. All the links to great shows you can listen to when I'm not on, like Big Broadcast, Forward Into the Past, wonderful shows. Do check them out. But I'm about to go down that lonesome road, which sounds like a segue. So let's just segue. Here's Ted Lewis again. And, you know, you can leave your contributions, too. I don't mind.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.